Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, the Rolling Stones, 17 Till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. The Small Business Advocate newsletter is over 12 years old. We haven't missed an edition in more than 12 years. And it comes to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Lots of stuff there in that newsletter, including the new YouTube channel. We've got that embedded in the newsletter as well. So the newest, the most recent YouTube feature, video feature we have will be there. And the show schedule, too, and all lots of other stuff. Rick Maurer is our guest. Rick's a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance and Why Don't You Want What I Want, two different books. We're talking about influence, action, change. And Rick, in the last segment, you talked to us about these, putting things in context through this lens that you're helping people to see, as they as they realize that, okay, if I'm going to be a leader, if I'm going to affect change, I have to get other people I have to be able to influence other people. And you're saying the first step is to look around and put things in context, right?
Well, it is. I mean, yeah. The first thing is, I would say to my clients, even forget about context. Just look around without trying to do anything.
Yep.
Just that alone is hard work.
MBWA is part of that, management by walking around.
Exactly. Yeah, and one of the hallmarks of that management by walking around is you walk around without an agenda.
And
you're just curious.
And try to go all the way around without saying anything other than, hello, tell me more.
That's great. Yes. And so once people have done that, and then I would say, all right, so here's a lens I'd like you to use. How about just taking a look at the context, or as you said, your position, consider your position. There's a guy named Bob Beamer. He worked for GE in computers back in the late 60s, and he walked into this is 1960. He walks into his boss's office and said, boss, we got a problem with our computers. And back then, computers took up rooms. I mean, what you're holding in the palm of your hand,
right,
was it
a 20 by 20 room?
Yes. And anyway, so obviously he got the boss's attention. And he said, the problem is that every year the calendar on the computers goes to the next year. And so next year it'll be 1969, 1970. He said, but when we get to 1999, the next year will not be 2000. It'll be four zeros.
He said this back in the 60s.
In the 60s.
Wow.
And basically his boss said, gee, Bob, thanks for stopping by, and don't let the door hit you on the way out. Because what Beamer, first of all, he was very insightful. What
he prophesied Y2K.
Yes, he did. But for most organizations, long-range planning is 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
So he's five or six long-range planning cycles away from what they can see.
Mm-hmm.
And he's thinking, my God, we've got a whole room full of these things. I mean, it's over 30 years. I'll be retired by then. Forget it. And interestingly enough, so they never did anything, and it just sort of died. In 1998, he came out of retirement to help companies with Y2K.
Mm-hmm.
So timing, just part of the context, consider your position, is timing. And sometimes just stepping back lets you see timing. But for most of us, we get an idea, like the calendar is going to go to four zeros, and it takes on a life of its own.
I had a situation. I was working for a guy. I was an executive in this company back in the 80s. And I came to the end of my boss, and I said, boss, we have a problem that's going to take us down in about 2 years. And he said, is it going to take us down today? And I said, no, it's going to be, but it will in 2 years. If we don't change some things we're doing, we won't be able to go to market as we do today in 2 years. And he said, look, I've got alligators that could take me down today. I can't focus on that right now. And,
wow.
And that's exactly what happened. 2 years later, the company didn't make it.
Well, Yeah, I mean, first of all, that's a really sad story. But if you were, you know, if we could roll back in time, you know, basically what I would say is, okay, now you know that. You know that the boss is really putting out fires today. So what are you going to do to start creating a strategy so that he starts to go, oh, we got to start putting some stuff in place mm-hmm. today? So knowing the context helps us. It doesn't guarantee we're going to be successful, but allows us to come up with other strategies other than listen to my brilliant idea.
Well, the other and if you turn that around, going in the other direction, you're the owner. You're the leader of the company. You see these things, but you've got to sell these changes to your own employees because they're maybe you've got some hidebound folks. Maybe you got some folks that are heavily invested in what's currently working, and you're gonna ask them to make a change when you're gonna ask them to fix something that in their mind isn't broken yet.
Yeah. That's exactly right. We often present our ideas, and this—I don't mean we necessarily do them with, you know, with bad intentions or being heavy-handed at all. But often we present our ideas without context. I mean, it's sort of like, mm-hmm. you know, if for those who are married here, is the first time that you met your future spouse, you probably didn't say, "Hey, let's get married." I mean, there's no context mm-hmm. for that,
right.
You know. And that's what we do with our ideas. We'll go, oh, this has got to be a great idea. And we say it, and we've been thinking about it for months, mm-hmm. and this is the first time they've heard it.
And for whatever reason, and this happens a lot, really, this happens in small business, Rick. We build it, we germinate these ideas in our minds, and the first time we tell our people, it's almost as if we think they've been reading our minds. They've been in this meeting inside our head all these months. I've actually seen that happen, and folks, you can't do that. You got to get it out. You got to put it not only in context for yourself, as Rick says, but for them, for the people whom you want to influence. Rick Maurer is our guest. We're going to be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.